Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
A new FDA policy could get some flavored e-cigarette products pulled off of the market. This would be part of the ongoing effort to keep e-cigs out of the hands of teenagers. Vaping has increased nearly 80% among high schoolers and 50% among middle schoolers. And of course, you know, originally e-cigarettes came about to help adults quit smoking, but instead these middle schoolers and high schoolers are just starting, you know, vaping for no reason at all. Tobacco, mint, and menthol flavors are exempt from this proposed policy, as the FDA recognizes that these flavors appeal more to adults than children or teenagers. And adults, by the way, who are trying to quit smoking.
I don't know if they start for no reason. I think part of the reason is that there's flavors like
bubble
candy and bubble gum and
vanilla, yeah.
And fruity pebbles or whatever.
Yeah.
The U.S. and Canada each have pulled Boeing 737 MAX 8 airplanes out of circulation. Did that yesterday after a crash in Ethiopia killed 157 people earlier this week. In that accident and an earlier one in Indonesia, the plane's computer sent it into an automatic nosedive shortly after takeoff when it was mistakenly believed to be flying too high.
Terrifying.
Quote, Boeing is an incredible company, President Trump said in announcing his decision. They are working very, very hard right now, and hopefully they'll quickly come up with an answer. Again, the U.S. was the last to pull the planes from flight.
Right.
But they're down, so
good.
Hopefully they'll figure out what's going on.
On Monday, we were saddened to learn that Hart's Local Grocers in the East End is closing its doors for good. On March 24th, we were talking about how we hope that something goes into that space sooner than later. And there's a downtown community group called C4 that is fighting for just that at a forum. It's happening on March 20th at Grace Road Church. And Jeremy Cooney, who is a member of the group and a former chief of staff to Mayor Lovely Warren, said in an interview that in order to truly build a residential community in downtown Rochester, like, you know, Center City, East
sure,
End,
yeah.
There needs to be basic necessities like a grocery store for the safety of life and incentive to live downtown at all versus, you know, the suburbs. He mentioned the importance of walkability for city residents and the fact that, you know, as much as we all love Wegmans, you don't always want to have to get into
why it was so sad that Hart's announced they were closing. Again,
yeah.
They're open through, I think, the 23rd.
March 24th. Yeah.
Okay. One of the really sad things is yeah, it was a community center. It really was. Like, you would go in there and you would see the people that lived in your neighborhood and
go grab a breakfast sandwich or sub.
I might go today.
Yeah.
I might go every day.
Aww.
Until they're closed.
Ugh.
And finally, the Team PXY feed. Luke Perry's cause of death has been officially confirmed as a stroke. The actor's death certificate also lists his fiancée, Wendy Madison Bauer, as his next of kin and reveals that Perry was buried on Monday in Dixon, Tennessee. According to TMZ, Perry was a part-time Tennessee resident and owned a farm there since 1995.
I kind of am weirded out by this. His
what?
Fiancée is his next of kin, but he has two children? I'm confused.
Yeah. I don't know. I read conflicting reports about where the money was going.
Well,
I heard that they were going to get some. I'm sure.
Next of kin. I mean, that should be your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Should be.
I don't know. Because they were supposed to get married, within the year?
Yeah.
I think
they had been together for 11 years.
Oh, wow.
Which
okay.
Is crazy.
Well, that makes more sense. Because a lot of people hear like, oh, it's his fiance. They must not have been
together
that long.
2 years. Yeah, no.
11. That makes even more sense.
Yeah.
A couple of stories to check out right now at 98pxy.com. Again, more coming out of the what is known now as Operation Varsity Blues, the college admission scandal that a bunch of celebrities, including the woman who played Aunt Becky in Full House and Felicity Huffman as well. So a couple of things there. The update that Lori Loughlin's been released on $1 million bond after her court appearance.
To go back to filming.
God. She's in British Columbia.
Must be nice.
Back to Canada.
$1 million bond so you can go back to filming your movie.
Hey,
Jesus.
That's what happens when you have millions of dollars.
Yeah, well.
Her daughter, by the way, there's a lot of people asking, is she going to get kicked out of school? And speaking of that, the place that her daughter was when the bribery scheme broke is... This is like a movie. This is unbelievable where she was.
Yeah.
Got to see that. 98pxy.com. While you're up there, you can vote for Savage or Sensible, which we'll jump back into coming up here in a couple minutes. Telling your confidant, be it your significant other, best friend, parents, whatever, something someone told you not to tell anyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.